With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Atlanta today, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade testifying that his relationship with Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis began in early 2022 after he was hired to lead the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump. Robin Yerty is a special and former friend and co-worker of Willis, and also testified today the relationship began several years earlier.
From everything that you saw, heard, witnessed, it's your understanding that they were in a romantic relationship beginning in 2019.
Yes.
Attorney Ashley Merchant asked Yerty if she's confident that Willis started a romantic relationship with Wade prior to 2021.
You have no doubt that their romantic relationship was in effect from 2019 until the last time you spoke with her.
No doubt.
Okay. And that's based on your personal observations and you know, speaking with them and seeing them together and things like that.
Yes.
That hearing is to determine whether Willis should be removed from the case because of that relationship. Also, at SRNnews.com, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Congress squabbling over military assistance to Ukraine has had an impact on the field.
Ukrainian forces on the ground say they are running short of ammunition. The U.S. Senate recently approved a new military aid package worth $60 billion. NATO Secretary General said he now expected the U.S. House of Representatives to approve that support. But that's far from guaranteed. NATO defense ministers in Brussels are discussing ramping up weapons production and military support for Ukraine, but Europe's defense industry is not able to match the production rates of the U.S.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Beal, this is SRN News. 40 Days for Life is underway.
Twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, the pro-life campaign organizes prayer vigils outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. Every year, things happen. Women decide not to have abortions. Clinic workers quit their jobs. And occasionally, a clinic closes altogether. The movement went international a few years ago, now involving more than 650 cities in the U.S. and abroad. To find a vigil in your neighborhood, just visit 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia State Senate committee working on legislation that would bar private school teachers from talking to students about so-called gender identity without parental permission. Republican Senator Garden Summer says the bill is needed to make sure parents are not excluded from discussions concerning transgenderism. However, some conservatives say that proposal is a flawed attempt to regulate private schools. This is SRN News. Well, the British economy falling into a recession at the end of 2023 for the first time since the onset of the COVID-19 panic 3 years ago. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis with the story.
According to official figures just released, the results are a blow for the Conservative Party government ahead of a general election this year. The Office for National Statistics estimated that economic activity declined by 0.3% in the fourth quarter of the year, down from the previous three-month period. The drop is far more than the 0.1% decline anticipated by economists. Karen Chamas, London.
So far today on Wall Street, it has been a sea of green. Right now, the Dow Industrial's up 296 points. S&P 500 ahead 27. On tech side, the NASDAQ is up nearly 40. More details at SRNnews.com.